This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Connie Stewart, the Executive Director for the California Center on Rural Policy at Humboldt State University, has been honored by the Rural Counties Representative of California. Stewart, a former Arcata Council member, mayor, and legislative aide to Patty Berg, received the President's Trophy from the RCRC at its annual meeting in September. Stewart was recognized for her work on addressing rural health care and broadband access, two key planks in the RCRC platform. The Arcata Fire Protection District will host an open house at the fire station in downtown Arcata tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Visitors can check out the trucks and apparatus, and the fire department will be joined by Arcata Police and Mad River Ambulance as well. In Fortuna, local and state emergency response agencies, including Fortuna Police and Fire, the CHP, Red Cross, and CAL FIRE, will host the annual disaster fair at the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. October is Disaster Preparedness Month, and visitors will get plenty of information on how to properly prepare. In Orrick, the Chamber of Commerce has scheduled a fundraiser for longtime Orrick resident and noted community volunteer Edie Baker, who is battling lupus. The Orrick Chamber of Commerce has scheduled a dinner and live auction for tomorrow night to raise money for Baker's out-of-town travel expenses and medical costs. The event will be held at 5 p.m. at the Orrick Community Hall. Monday is a federal holiday, Columbus Day, but for county employees it will mean the second consecutive year of training. The county will close its offices on Monday, and county staff members will take part in training sessions on subjects like the Americans with Disabilities Act, sexual harassment and discrimination, and ethics. The all-hands training day was found to be an effective and economical way to accommodate the more than 2,000 county employees who are required to undergo training on a routine basis in one day. Following a month-long investigation, sheriff's deputy served a search warrant at the Myrtletown home of 57-year-old John Biederman, and he was later arrested and booked on several charges related to the continuous sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14. Biederman faces four counts of lewd and lascivious acts, and he was booked into jail yesterday with bail set at $300,000. Harris Street was closed temporarily, and residents of a trailer park next to Redwood Acres were asked to shelter in place after the sheriff's office received a report of a possible suicidal man who had made threats yesterday morning at about 9:30. Deputies and crisis negotiators responded to the scene, and they were able to speak with the man, who eventually came outside and surrendered peacefully. Caltrans announced that it will open Highway 299 between Helena and Junction City to one-way controlled traffic beginning tomorrow as work on the roadway and the surrounding hillsides continues. Workers are removing tree stumps and loose boulders and installing fencing on the hills that burned during the Helena fire. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.